It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time, order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax, prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Grand Canyon University is Arizona's premier private Christian university, committed to providing next-generation education for students who want to make a difference in the 21st century workforce. GCU offers more than 200 academic programs in high-demand fields across nine distinct colleges. We keep our rigorous curriculum relevant by partnering with industry leaders and advisory boards. Earn your degree online, in the evening, or on our vibrant Phoenix campus. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
All-new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward.
But... Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over that.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Comics Arena. My name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
So we talk about Marvel vs. DC characters, 20 minutes or less. We have five categories. Achievements of the character, costume and appearance, powers and abilities. I got it spelled weird. Like, I can't even remember. Origin and versus. So today we're going to be talking about Captain Marvel v. Captain America. So... Before this, you know, when I came up with all these originally, I had Captain America and the Heroes part of the episodes, Comics Arena Heroes, but it's kind of odd now because of the the Hydra thing. So he's still going to stay in it because I don't know what Marvel's doing.
Yeah, I think they're just being weird.
Yeah, maybe.
Everyone kind of went, what?
Yeah. So... We're going to pretend that that...
I feel like making Captain America a Nazi is just the... is like death of Superman, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, the one guy who you didn't think could die, we're going to kill him.
Right. So, I'm going to just ignore that when we do our thing. Just because I don't know. I don't know where they're going with that.
Yeah.
So, achievements is the first category. The achievements of Captain Marvel, the achievements of Captain America.
Well, Captain America fought the Nazis.
Right.
You get a lot of credibility for that.
You sure do. He's been around a long time, but yeah. So has Captain Marvel with Fawcett Comics.
Oh, that's very true. Did Captain Marvel fight Nazis?
He did. The Marvel family did.
Yeah.
So...
And I would say, as far as, I mean, are we going with Captain Marvel, or are we going with, like, Billy Batson as Captain Marvel?
I think we have
to go with Billy Batson, right? Yeah. They're the ones that you were, you know. So Billy Batson eventually did take over the mantle of, as the Wizard Shazam.
True. Huge deal.
Yeah, huge, huge deal.
Captain America died. He fought a civil war.
Yeah.
He fought a world war.
Although in the Civil War case, he, you know, ultimately gave up because he didn't feel like he was on the right side.
Yes, he did. That's true. I don't know. It's hard. Because...
I tell you what, has Captain Marvel ever died? I don't think Billy Batson...
No, I mean, we've seen expansions of the family with the Marvel family. Then I think you had Marvel all those little
characters,
kids.
Like Captain Marvel characters have died, but I don't think Billy Batson himself.
Mm-mm.
And I know dying's a big deal, but not dying is also a big deal.
good point. He has been around quite a while, but we do have to, like, this is the origin, right? Or, wait, the achievements.
Yeah.
So...
He's on the Justice Society.
Correct. Captain America is the leader of the Avengers. I don't know. It's a toss-up. What are you going to go?
Achievements. Yeah, straight up achievements.
I mean, Captain Marvel versus Superman was like one of my favorite fights in comic book history. Captain America versus Iron Man.
That's the thing. That's one of the things that is about Captain Marvel. Is like he is that character where it's like until you put that matchup together, people didn't realize. Oh my God, what if Captain Marvel fought? You know,
right?
Just because it's like, yeah, you do. Because
it's his idol. Like, he never thought that would happen. But when it did, it was great.
Gosh, that's hard.
You know what's funny? When I first saw Man of Steel and like him and Zod fought, I was like, wow, this is like when he fought Captain Marvel. There's buildings crashing all over the place.
And it's like their personalities are very similar.
Right.
But what makes Captain Marvel, I guess, just slightly more unique or less creepy about it is that he's actually a kid.
Right.
Like, all the innocence about him isn't like a character flaw any way.
And then when you look at it's
because he's a kid.
When you look at Clark, you're like, is he just naive? Or?
Right, yeah. Right.
Did he not grow... I know he grew up in Kansas, but...
You know, or even Steve Rogers, where it's like, I get it, you're from the 1950s.
Yeah, we get it.
I get it, you're... But come on now, the 1950s was not like this golden age of innocence. It wasn't what happened to all the racism and craziness. Like, you're not...
Right.
You know what curse words are.
There were plenty of curse words and plenty of racism.
You know?
I think he didn't like Iron Man because War Machine was black. Your partner's a black guy.
Although he had Falcon, though.
Well, did he? Or was that like his...
Yeah, did he?
So, achievements... I don't know. It is hard. You know. I mean, he took down Hydra multiple times, but they keep coming back, and it's like...
Yeah. It's
like, are you going to do the job right, ever?
Or, and Captain Marvel's more... I mean, it's... And that's the other thing, is that their missions as characters are slightly different, because, again... Captain America is not a, you know, he's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. type of character. You know, Captain America isn't saving a woman from getting mugged in the street. Yeah. He's not...
flying over the,
You know, like, he gets sent out on missions, or he finds out about these big plots or espionage, and he goes and he fights this thing that you never knew was going on. And Captain Marvel does that. He deals with maintaining the magical balance in the DC universe, and he definitely faces things that, man, people will never know he faced it. But he also saves cats out of trees. Mm-hmm. And he also, you know, he does a Superman thing and actually tries to be a role model and not just a propaganda piece. And I think Captain America gets used, he's a role model, but it's more of like propaganda versus Captain Marvel, who's like, legitimately trying to be this role model and trying to, you know, you see him saving people from burning buildings and doing the normal hero stuff and not just I'm a really super spy or James Bondy type stuff. I'm going to give it to Captain Marvel.
Me too.
I'm going to give it to Captain Marvel. Sorry, Cap. I like, Cap's the only one I call Cap, you know? Like, Captain Marvel is just Shazam or Captain Marvel, but Captain America is the only one who I call Cap.
Good point. Good point. Costume and appearance. I've never been a fan of red and yellow together. Even when it's red and white and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Those two colors, in my opinion, besides on a burger or hot dog, should never go together.
Superman wears red and yellow.
Yeah, but let's be honest. The yellow is just a tiny little piece.
That's a trim.
Yeah, if anything. But when you if you look at the new 52, it's not yellow.
That's true.
And if you look at the films, current films, it's not yellow at all. If anything, gold would be more of a... Yeah. But that yellow and red, I've always had an issue.
I've always liked that. Captain Marvel's cape. I've always thought that cape is kind of cool. I like it.
Which cape? The rope? With the rope?
With the rope.
The white one with the rope?
Yeah, I like it when it's longer, though. I don't like it when it's a short cape.
Yeah, usually you do the short cape when it's the rope, though.
Yeah, I don't like the short cape. I like it when it's a long cape. You know, or like when Black Adam. I like when Black Adam, like the gold and the...
When he's Shazam, it's best.
It's because it's gold and everything's black and gold on him. Yeah. Even his cape is black and gold.
Yeah, I prefer that. I'm just going to go out the gate and give it to
He's got Captain the big America. Boots.
I think every version of Captain America's suit looks in the films has been sweet.
Yeah. And I think don't like the Avengers one.
Nah, it's the weakest. Yeah. It's the less American looking thing. Winter Soldier is probably my favorite.
Yeah. But this new one, actually. I like his suit. This new one.
I don't remember. Did it have the stripes, vertical stripes on the waist? Because I know that's what it was in Winter Soldier. But anyway.
Yeah,
He's been around. You know, the shield. Just everything about it has always been kind of iconic.
Yeah, the shield is sweet.
The original shield and the what is the metal? What's the metal?
Vibranium.
Vibranium. Keep forgetting that. I get it mixed up with transformium from my Transformers. So, who do you give it to for the costume?
I will have to give it to Cap.
Yeah,
I like the helmet.
Powers and abilities. I'm going the other way again. I'm going Captain America. Or Captain Marvel.
You're not even going to argue for Cap at all.
You can go. You can go. I already gave my point. You can give your point.
I mean, you didn't give a point why immediately.
I immediately did.
You're just going to immediately give it to...
What's America got?
All right. So he does have... he's a super soldier. He's got the superhuman intellect. He's not, he's capable of learning all this stuff. Like, it's not like he, as an individual, if you had the super soldier serum put in you, you could read, like, 50 books, you know, whatever, super quickly and all that crap. You
make 50 card games.
You could, exactly.
50 Kickstarters.
You know, you would have a superhuman intellect at your disposal. He just uses it for combat and, you know, tactical spy stuff. But if he wanted to be a scientist, he could do it in no time. You do have, like, the superhuman physique, so he never gets tired, you know, his muscles never break down, so he could, you know, he never runs out of stamina. He does have a healing factor, it's not like Wolverine, but it's a pretty dank healing factor. And that's pretty much it. Superhuman stamina,
mm-hmm.
peak physical strength.
Right.
I mean, and in some interpretations, it seems that he's got a little bit over peak strength that he can, you know, when you see him ripping Tony Stark's armor off of him or ripping logs in half, I'm like, okay, you know.
That's a little bit much.
That's a little bit above.
Above peak. What we thought.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give this to a person who carries a defensive weapon for an offensive purpose.
See, I think that's part of the idea of it. It's like, okay, you chuck the shield, but, like, you don't kill people. I mean, you can, but you don't kill people with the shield. It's meant to avoid killing, you know?
Right.
Which is why I'm like, all right, cool. At least you're not this dude. Granted, he does carry a gun. You know, it's like, you know, the first one he gives a gun. Or, like, Bucky as Cap.
Bucky's got guns.
Straight up got guns.
It's more like Punisher.
Yeah. But, you know, a Falcon with wings and a shield. But I mean, obviously Billy Batson, Shazam, has the better powers, like, you know. But I'll tell you what, you can't turn Caps off.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you never can catch Cap, you know. I feel like if I had the power of Shazam, like, I would never say those words unless I want to. Like, unless you magically get in my head or something and make me say it, like, you're not just going to trick me into saying Shazam.
Right.
You know?
Or the milkshake thing.
Yeah. That was a milkshake. Yeah, that was good, though.
That was good.
That was really awesome.
Look it up, people.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
But yeah, I would never say it unless I want to. And when you do say the word, you get hit with a magical lightning bolt. Like, I even think the move that he does where, like, he hits somebody with it was just like, Shazam! And hits them with the lightning. I'm like, even that is a risky move. Because if they get out of that and it hits you, you turn back real quick. Yeah. And then they got you. You know, it's like, that's how Superman got him in one of their fights.
Yep.
So it's like, I don't want to take that chance, and that's one of his biggest moves, is that I'm going to just hit you with my own lightning. You
know? Right. He can like, chuck one, like Zeus.
Yeah, he can chuck some bolts at you, but, like, whenever he wants to get a big one, he hits you with the Shazam bolt. Yeah. But it's like, that's the one that might get you.
That's one of the things that should have been part of DC versus Mortal Kombat. Like, I use that move all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I effed up and the guy was too close to me, I mean, they should have made me turn into a little boy.
Yeah, take damage or something.
Something.
But, I'm going to give it to Captain Marvel, obviously. It's like right. Superman with magic.
So the origin of the characters, achievements aside, I mean, Captain America's origin is pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid origin.
I mean,
he's a super cool dude who's just a puny wimp, yep. But he's got a heart of gold.
Heart of gold.
And
who's apparently an agent of Hydra.
Yeah.
Even when he was a little guy?
What?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm bringing it up.
I'm just thinking he's a clone or some shit. I think they're just going to be like, oh, turns out he's a clone, or he's a double-double agent. But I just think...
Double-double.
If you're going to say, hey, secret origin of Captain America was, he was always with Hydra, and we knew that they would only pick a puny little wimp with a heart of gold to become Captain America, and then we went through 100 years of him being Captain America and saving the world as Captain America, just so
I think they would have to say, like, it happened while he was frozen, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some crap.
But anyway, in the origin of Billy, what was he just like?
Asking? He was an orphan boy.
Yeah, but he was asking for help from magical beings. Right? Or what's his thing?
See, I think that he was chosen.
He was chosen.
Yeah, like...
Because he has a heart of gold.
Yeah, because he has a heart of gold. Like, pretty much. So except he's a lot sadder because he's an orphan, and he's not like an orphan like Bruce Wayne.
But he read comics.
He's but he's homeless.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember why he became, why he was chosen.
The Wizard Shazam was looking out for him.
But why?
Just because he
heart of gold.
I think it was because it was a heart of gold, and it had something to do with because like his parents,
yeah, it's like a lineage,
were like archaeologists. Who,
Egyptian.
They were killed.
By
Theo Adam, who was the descendant of Black Adam, who touched this amulet that they found that he ended up killing them for, this archaeological find that gave him the powers of Black Adam.
Hmm.
And then I want to say that Shazam, I may be screwing this up, but he felt bad for Billy Batson or... I want to say Shazam was keeping an eye on him. In the, you know, he gets his powers from the Greek gods. So in the same sort of vein of, like, Zeus looking out over... I mean, granted, Zeus and the gods only looked after their own relatives. But in the way he looked after Perseus or any of the other demigods, it's like Billy Batson was this particular sad sack who has no parents... And, you know, it doesn't have $1 billion to inherit or get found by loving parents. He just lives in the garbage.
Right.
And then it's like, even after he gets the powers, even after he gets the, even after the wizard gives him the powers, he still goes back to being a homeless boy when he's not Shazam. Right.
So, who do you give it to? Clock's ticking.
Ugh. I mean, Cap's a little bit more classic.
I'm going to go Cap.
Yeah, Cap's a little more classic. Let's give it to Cap.
All right, so you got 2 minutes. Versus?
Captain Marvel. I don't see what Captain America's going to do to even...
What would the lightning bolt reflect off the shield into him? That was my visual.
See, yes.
Or it absorb it.
In theory, I feel like, yes, you could deflect the lightning back at him. But the way the Shazam bolt works is...
It comes straight down.
It comes straight down. Right. So,
angle.
Yeah,
90 degree.
But in that scenario, it comes straight down on Billy Batson. Like, he would have to pick you up. And like to, for, when Billy Batson hits you with it, he grabs you and holds it up and on top of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, even if you deflect it, how are you going to deflect it at Billy Batson?
Right down.
You'd have to deflect it, you know, it's like you'd have to be clever enough
for,
to get hit with that.
Like, and then, Vision to go, like...
exactly. Vision could be held up, and then he would go see-through, and then it would...
So he would have beat him.
Vision would beat Billy Batson with that. But Cap, I don't see what... And, like, I don't even see the fight getting to the point where Billy Batson's going to use that move, because he only does that if,
yeah, he wouldn't need to, probably.
Yeah.
Superhuman strength, much stronger than...
Yeah, he's on level Superman.
He has flight...
Yeah, and super speed.
Yeah. I mean, he's all over the place.
And throws lightning. He's
a powerhouse. He's a secret powerhouse that DC doesn't use enough of, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I like that, because it's like, when he does show up, they're like, yo, you forgot.
Oh,
that's
right.
That he's magical Superman.
Superman 2.
Right.
The magic version. And Superman can't deal with no magic.
Right.
Billy can. So that means Captain Marvel wins 6-4. Interesting.
That makes me feel better with him going against Wolverine, potentially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is Wolverine the only Marvel character that's going to win?
Well, no, but just Marvel... Wolverine is a hard character to beat.
Yeah.
So is the Hulk.
Yeah. Wonder Woman took the Hulk.
Yeah, but exactly. But only Wonder... But that's because she's got, like, a secret stash, you know? Like...
All right, well, congratulations, Captain Marvel. You're moving on to episode 11... until next time, my name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
Bye-bye for now.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Ellen's All New with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. and it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.